Well, Graham, you were on your way to a half century tonight and looked rather baffled to be given out. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I just looked a player once to the onside off Sami Patel and it turned and bounced a little bit. And when I missed it, I thought I must have either been bowled or stumped. I was a bit baffled to be given out caught behind. But those things happen, it's part of the game. And unfortunately, I couldn't try to put in a matchman performance for the team.
Yeah, you looked around. I think you probably thought the bails were off, did you?
Yeah, when you miss it, you're just sort of you're waiting for that sort of death rattle. And that never came, so I was just a bit bemused as to what happened. But I think there was a noise. So it's tricky with the crowd and stuff. I hold no grudges to them, but that sort of thing happens part of the game. Just unfortunate it happened at a bad time for us and put us in a really sticky situation.
Because you'd recovered at that point after a really bad start where you lost two quick wickets for 8 runs.
Yeah, I mean, that's power play batting. Sometimes you lose wickets, sometimes you have to do a flyer. We tried to rebuild, me and Richo, and then luckily after a few dot balls we managed to get a few boundaries away, which then sort of put us back into a good position. Just unfortunate to lose a wicket the last ball of the power play, and then to lose myself not so long after then, which puts us on the back foot again, being 4 down for not many. So yeah, that was pretty frustrating, but like I say, that's just part and parcel of the game.
It was understandable seeing Paul Collingwood coming out at number 3 tonight. I think there's something we've said on commentary many times, why not put him up the order rather than further down? Sadly it didn't come off, he was out second more.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a good move for us. We've got his experience there, so why not use it? But sometimes you don't perform that cricket, unfortunately. Everyone wants to be able to score 100 every time you bat, but unfortunately that's just how it works. And if we all done that, we'd all be playing for England. So it didn't work out tonight, but I don't see why it's not going to work in future games.
Problem is, it's generally been these power plays, these first 6 overs, but when we were analysing your power play performance tonight compared to your other matches, actually you did quite well in it this evening, but there was just the two partnerships of the match, the third wicket and then later on, and there's too many periods of these matches and in too many matches where there's not enough partnerships being built.
Yeah, we keep almost putting ourselves under pressure, coming in, taking up a few dot balls and then getting ourselves out. We need to sort of work together to build partnerships to almost get us up to that 160, 170. Unfortunately, we've just been losing wickets in clusters, which have then put pressure on the lads coming in. That's something that we're going to look at and hopefully we're going to put right next game.
How do you pick yourselves up, though, after game after game after game in this format? Because going into it, you were playing some nice cricket in the county championship and you'd got yourselves up and running and you were whereabouts you expect to be.
Yeah, that's part of the county season in England. You've almost got no choice but to pick yourself back up. We're going to dust ourselves off. We've got 3 games away now on the road where I think we've got a chance to almost get a bit of momentum. We said in the change room there, it only takes one performance from someone to change this around for us. One match win performance, and then suddenly realise that not everything's doom and gloom. We can actually win some games. So we've got to look forward now. We've got three good games coming up, 3 chances to get 3 good wins.
You've lost 6 in a row now, which is a new club record. I don't know if any of you are aware of that. And you've equaled 5 defeats in a single season. Where can you turn the corner?
Next game, hopefully. We're not looking to the past now. I mean, what's done is done. Hasn't started too well, but look, we're a young side. Minus Collie, I can't see there being too many games between the rest of us. We're still learning. Unfortunately, these things are going to happen. And with the points deficit, there's almost no point in bringing people in. We've got to learn ourselves. We've got to learn the hard way, unfortunately. And I think that guys are going to do that. Next year is almost maybe something to look towards. Towards this sort of second half of this 2020 campaign as well, we can put in some wins and that can look positive for the future. Like I say, it's a very young team and all we're going to do now is learn.
You mentioned that points deficit, it's been hanging there, hasn't it? Like the elephant in the room, it's the thing nobody really wants to talk about, but it's something that's put a dampener on this competition before it even got going.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to overcome. You know it's there, and if you wanted to do something special, we'd have to win almost every game to start. You start chasing wins, you put yourself under real pressure, you try and do that outstanding performance which requires you to win games, and then sometimes you fall short. And then once you start falling short, you sort of get into a little bit of a rut, which is now we've realised that we need to sort of get ourselves out of it and pick ourselves up.
So you go to Leeds tomorrow night, weather permitting. You're up against a fairly tidy Yorkshire side.
Yeah, they've started off quite well. They've got a few power plays in there, but like I said, things only go up from us now, so we've got to play with no fear and just try and win a few games in a row.